The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a spectacular victory. The San Jose Sharks win by the score of 6-2 over the Buffalo Sabres. Here's how it happened in front of a crowd of 14,741 fans at KeyBank Center. In the first period, there was no scoring whatsoever, and the San Jose Sharks had good energy, more than the Sabres seemed to have. They had a couple of two-on-one breaks, they had a crossbar, they had a post, and it seemed as if everything that Macklin Celebrini was doing right was not going to be rewarded. That would obviously change as the game went on, but in the second period of play, the Sharks finally got a break very early on when Tim Liljegren would score the first goal of the game, although we weren't really sure if it was in officially or not. In front of the net, chance for the Sharks. Liljegren shoots. How did that not go in? That bounced off of something and ricocheted away. Liljegren was skating down into the right circle, had a really good angle, but somehow that puck stayed out. Loose puck on the far boards now inside the Sharks' offensive zone. Eklund turned with it, tried to center it, but kind of blindly put it right back to the Sabres, and Buffalo was able to skate out. They put to the middle. Here's Owen Power moving in. Forced to the outside by Liljegren, and he tried to sneak it to the short side, but it was blocked. And now we've got a horn going off. What's going on? Did that puck cross the goal line?
Oh, they're pointing towards the net. Tyler Toffoli is pleading, saying that this, that puck went in.
This goal might have counted for Tim Liljegren. They are going to determine whether the puck crossed the goal line here. So maybe Liljegren scored.
Well, during the play, Liljegren comes down the backside. Great pass by Willie Eklund. And then Willie Eklund and Tyler Toffoli put their arms up in the air like they know something that we don't.
I don't think it's in. I think it hit the bar. You think it went in?
It looks like it depends if the white's over, but half of that puck was in. And right now the Sharks on the bench are talking like, that puck is in the net. Tyler Toffoli, and we're going to get
here
the call.
Here we go.
At 18:59, the puck completely crossed the goal line. We have a good goal.
Wow. Tim Liljegren gets credit for the goal to put the Sharks ahead 1-0 over Buffalo. That is a big, big moment. And Liljegren has two goals on this road trip, had the big goal in Ottawa. This is his sixth goal of the season, and apparently that puck did just cross the goal line.
Just barely spun like a dreidel and then just kind of crept its way right over the line. So good shot by Timothy Liljegren, and he's on a little bit of a heater. Two goals in three games.
Tim Liljegren gets his sixth goal of the season. He's got two goals on this road trip. William Eklund and Jake Walman assisted at 1:01 of the second period. 1-0 San Jose at that point. Now, as is typical, the Buffalo Sabres found a way to get even with a crazy goal on the power play to deflate the spirits a little bit. At 5:13, J.J. Paterka's great one-timer, his 18th of the season, assisted by Rasmus Dahlin and Jack Quinn, tied the score at 1. But then late in this period, the second period, Nico Sturm would come up big with this beautiful goal to give the Sharks the lead. Costin out of Graf, moving in. Nice little toe drag. Slides to the slot. Tip, shot, score! Nico Sturm took the deflection and bangs it in. Sharks lead 2-1. Then in the third period, William Eklund would put the puck into the net, and Eklund would get the first of four goals in the third period for the San Jose Sharks. Toffoli, right side point. Holds the puck, spins it off the boards, and there's Eklund in the right corner. A centering attempt, score! William Eklund passing the puck. It went off of Luukkonen, and it trickles in. The Sharks have that insurance goal they desperately need, and it's 3-1 San Jose. Just a fabulous goal by William Eklund, his 13th goal of the season from Toffoli, and from Mukha Madulin, making it 3-1 Sharks. That proved to be the game-winning goal. William Eklund, a great afternoon and evening. He had one goal and he had one assist, and he was a +4 on the night. Tage Thompson would make it a 3-2 game with a great one-timer, his 30th of the season, from J.J. Paterka and Connor Clifton at 6:55. And then finally, Macklin Celebrini gets rewarded with this play. Will Smith's on the ice. What a pass back.
And the last one is
Celebrini. Shot. Score! Macklin Celebrini set up by Mukha Madulin and Smith. And the Sharks have a 4-2 lead at 7:58 of the third. Ever since Macklin Celebrini got put together with Will Smith and Fabian Zetterlin, they have been supplying lots of magical plays in the offensive zone. But they've also been defensively responsible. And Celebrini, in fact, has made a lot of offensive plays out of good defense, and that was no different tonight.
Yeah, they've, you know, you'd think putting young kids together like this, they'd be a liability defensively, but they've shown the complete opposite in the past two games, and they have really used their legs to check hard, and you see they want to play together, and they complement each other well.
And then, with the score, 4-2 Sharks on that goal by Celebrini, his 19th from Shakir Mukha Madulin and Will Smith, San Jose would take another page out of the offensive confidence playbook when Smith came up ice with Fabian Zetterlin and looked off the play and scored a beauty to make it 5-2. Intercepted by Zetterlin, and he bounced it out. Only one defenseman back for Buffalo. Down the left side, it's Will Smith across the line, holding it, shooting it. He scores! Will Smith rips the shot short side, gets it right past Luukkonen, and now it's 5-2 San Jose. That basically buried the Sabres. They were pretty much done after that shot by Will Smith. You know, the last time he scored on the two-on-one break, he went top corner glove side. This time he went short side. A great shot.
Yeah, he's kind of got that little patented no look. He looks off and stares at his teammate that's right across from him and just picks the corner and seems to fool the goalie the last two times. It works to perfection.
And so, Smith, getting his 11th of the season, also had an assist in the game. Zetterlund assisting on that one at 12:49, 5-2 San Jose. With 4 minutes left in the third period, Lindy Ruff said, hey, listen, might as well go for broke. I mean, we're down by the score 5-2. Let's see what the guys can do with an extra skater on. And as it turned out, they had a couple of chances, but the Sharks did a really good job of clogging up the middle of the ice, taking away any grade A opportunities that Buffalo would have. And then it was time for Tyler Toffoli to spot an opening about 175 feet away from the empty net. Here's Toffoli now, empty net, shoots from his own zone, score! Tyler Toffoli makes it 6-2 with an empty netter. And that is going to seal the deal for Sharks hockey with a minute 59 to go. What a great goal by Tyler Toffoli, his 24th of a season. Jake Walman and Tim Liljegren assisted at 18:01 of the third, making the final score the San Jose Sharks 6 and the Buffalo Sabres 2. It is only the fourth time this season the Sharks have had a winning streak. And remember, ever since January 4th, they had only won 3 games, including last night against Toronto. So this is a big victory, the shootout win in Toronto against the Maple Leafs, and now a 6-2 blowout of the Buffalo Sabres on the road, and now it's on to Colorado to finish up the road trip.
Yeah, right now, this has just been a great, great road trip, and it could be even better. I think, listen, the way they've played game in and game out has been superb, and I think they just didn't get the results early on, and now they are. And we talked about this at the beginning of the road trip when I met with you. We said, if you keep playing the right way, the results will come, and now the results are coming, and they're seeing that, and it's a quick shift in confidence and belief by the San Jose Sharks team, and voila, wouldn't you know it, they're on a 2-game winning streak.
Nice win for the Sharks. Final score 6-2 over the Buffalo Sabres, and a big part of this game was the strong play of William Eklund, who scored his 13th goal of the season, the first goal of the third period. He also had an assist earlier in the contest, and William Eklund is our guest with Jason.
Hey, Willie, just a fantastic game by you, Toff, and Wenberg. But, you know, you guys got put together yesterday in the third period, and why has this line clicked so much?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, we play a simple game out there, and I think we play with each other out there, and we create chances for each other, and it's been good so far.
What do you like so much about, you know, playing with Tyler Toffoli and the way he just finds those open spaces? Is it just allow you a little bit more comfort to kind of get in there and grind out those pucks down low?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he gives me a lot of confidence there. You know, he just pretty much go down and get the puck and be in his slot. So, you know, I'll try to feed him. It's obviously a great goal scorer, so we just try to feed him the puck.
Yeah, 2 points tonight. You're 1 point off your career high. Just talk about, you know, the evolution of your game and how comfortable you're getting game in and game out, but also year in and year out.
Yeah, obviously I feel way better from now, from the start of the season. I feel like I'm a better player now, and that's a good sign. You want to be better every season, and you know, for us, our team to get better here in the future, I think I myself got to step up too and be a way better player every day. So I'm trying to do that.
Well, you guys are so resilient, and you play the same way every night, even though things have gone bad. And listen, it hasn't been the best season. But what have you taken from this road trip in terms of the resiliency of this team and the closeness?
You know, I think we played pretty good this road trip. You know, we had that goal in Winnipeg, who was a close one, and we had a couple other ones that were close. So I think we deserved these two back-to-back wins here.
Yeah, and how big has this been for Alexander Georgiev, obviously having to come in today with the news of Vitek being held out and just giving such a great performance?
Yeah, he's been great here, two games in a row, and, you know, that's what we need every night, a great goalie who's giving us a chance to win, and he did that today, and we try to help him as good as we can.
All right, well, go get some pizza and some wings, and I'll see you on the plane. Great game, Willie.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that was William Eklund, goal and an assist, 4 points in his last three games, and a nice, beautiful 6-2 win for the San Jose Sharks on this, the Sharks Audio Network.
San Jose now is 17-37-9 for 43 points, while the Sabres drop back to 24 wins, 30 losses, and 6 OTs. Buffalo with 54 points on the year. That is our instant replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.